G-Man demands you follow him on Twitter. G. Gordon Liddy, all one word, on Twitter.com. G. Gordon Liddy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, joining me now is Mr. Dan Epstein. He's the executive director of Cause of Action. And Mr. Epstein's a graduate of Kenyon College, where he's editor-in-chief of the Kenyon Observer. He's a Felix Morley National Journalism finalist, a Walter Judd Scholar at the Institute on Political Journalism, Georgetown University. Received his law degree from Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, and is a member of the Maryland Bar Association and the Federal Bar Association. And he is an Eagle Scout and was a President's Volunteer Service Award winner. And Mr. Epstein, welcome to the program, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Now, your organization, Cause of Action, has sent Freedom of Information requests to just about every agency and cabinet department in the federal government, seeking to find out if they, too, have been wasting taxpayer dollars on trinkets such as commemorative coins and things of that sort to give to each other. As you've caught out the GSA for doing that. Have you received any return, to your requests?
At this point, we've only submitted the request, and this comes at the heels of the GSA Inspector General's investigation revealing that over $800,000 of taxpayer dollars were wasted on a hotel and an event in Las Vegas. And what our concern is at Cause of Action, we're a group that investigates government waste, fraud, and mismanagement. And our concern is that GSA is not the only example of this, that there are several other agencies that are spending tax dollars on events and awards that don't create jobs and that aren't competitive or a good use of government resources. And so Cause of Action is very concerned that other agencies are doing this and that, in fact, the Inspector General's offices, which are supposed to be investigating this, may not be properly investigating this. So we wrote letters to now the 16 top agencies that spend discretionary money in a very large way, and we've also written to the inspector generals of those agencies, basically demanding information about how much of American tax dollars were spent on awards, coins, gifts, trinkets, all these sorts of things, because we want to know if hundreds of thousands of dollars of our tax dollars are being spent on ways of rewarding government bureaucrats or even third parties. The question immediately becomes, why wasn't this money going to creating shovel-ready jobs? You know, the American tax burden has increased under the imprimatur of the stimulus plan, and yet we still have large unemployment figures. We still have a president who says that he's a job creator, and yet the proof remains to be seen.
Okay. Now, Mr. Epstein, with respect to this 800-some-odd thousand dollars spent by GSA on its Las Vegas gamble. Does that figure include the, I think it's $130,000 that was spent on numerous trips to pick the site of the spending of that other money, or is that separate?
My understanding is that that's additional, and there was a report on Fox News this morning that a whistleblower who had spoken to federal investigators had detailed that waste of this sort of magnitude and sort by GSA has been happening for years. So that $835,000 figure was just on the hotel event, which, you know, included $1,000 a night rooms, catering services, all of these sorts of things. But yeah, there have been hundreds of thousands of dollars of extra money being spent on certain GSA activities that relate to building management, selling federal buildings, all of these sorts of things, and even doing events that surround these things. So it is an enormous waste of taxpayer dollars.
My understanding is that they're not doing that good a job anyway. For example, I think there's numerous buildings in Washington and elsewhere that are either owned by the federal government or leased by the federal government, which are standing empty.
Right.
And it would seem to me that that was, GSA either ought to fill them or get rid of them. I mean, why are the taxpayers paying all that rent or, for empty buildings?
That's right. That's right. You know, I think one of the interesting things, and you'll appreciate this given your legal background, is that, you know, we at Cause of Action wanted to do some research. We wanted to figure out, you know, if you have federal employees who are wasting taxpayer dollars, as is clear in the GSA example, and there are videos where the GSA employees openly mock the fact that they're wasting tax dollars. The question is, well, shouldn't federal employees have liability? And we did the research on this, and the law is that currently there's no pecuniary liability for federal employees for negligent performance. In the first Bush administration, President Bush Sr. passed an executive order, 12731, that said employees shall protect and conserve federal property and shall not use it for other than authorized activities. And so we at Cause of Action believe that, you know, these executive orders clearly say that federal employees should not be wasting taxpayer dollars and not doing it in doing it in an unauthorized way, and they can only spend that money as authorized by Congress. And so it ultimately leads to the question of, we have an Office of Government Ethics. You know, President Obama said that he was going to have the most ethical government in history. Well, we have an Office of Government Ethics, and it leads, the questions we should be asking is not why the GSA Inspector General, you know, came so late to revealing all of this fraud, or why has GSA wasted so much money, but why has the Office of Government Ethics not investigated these various federal agencies for clearly violating an executive order, where they have basically used federal property in an unauthorized manner? And I think that's the bigger question, which is what we all should be asking. And that goes straight to the president. Why has your Office of Government Ethics not investigated the federal agencies that have clearly wasted federal tax dollars? And the president needs to come up with a response to that, and he hasn't.
He needs to come up with a response for a lot of things, and he hasn't. Tell me, can you shed any light on the controversy over where the recently resigned head of the GSA was during that Las Vegas junket? Some people say, well, no, she was there. Other people say she was not there. Others say she was out on the West Coast visiting Solyndra. Have you got anything to cast light on that?
My understanding, in my understanding, based off what the records I have seen, is that she was traveling in Virginia and Oregon, and apparently not visiting Solyndra and not at the GSA event. But, you know, I mean, that's, if anyone wants to paint that as an excuse, you know, that's in no way appropriate. It's that, you know, this is the GSA administrator. She's essentially the chief operating officer of the federal organization. And if she knew of fraud, that should have been reported. And I think what's interesting is, you know, we have two congressional hearings that are coming up, one on Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs. And I think the more important one is perhaps what Representative Micah is doing on the Transportation Committee. And the concern is that there has been a whistleblower coming forward who has indicated that not only has the GSA known about this fraud for years, and so Martha Johnson should be responsible for that, but that essentially the GSA had a policy where essentially it would retaliate against anyone who blew the whistle on fraud. And that's almost the kind of worst concern, which is that Martha Johnson led an agency that was very much against open government, very much against transparency, and where whistleblowers were retaliated against. And there was a very lengthy article this week by Glenn Greenwald about how this administration, which is claimed to be the most ethical and transparent, has actually waged a war on whistleblowers. And so that's the only way you get people to come forward and expose fraud and get better government. And accountable government depends upon individual bureaucrats being able to blow the whistle when they see fraud. And if you create a culture against that kind of compliance, you're never going to have a transparent and accountable government. And that's what we're seeing.
Yeah. Is there not, is my memory serving me correctly, that there is a statute that is designed to protect whistleblowers?
Yeah, that's right. And that's the Merit Systems Protection Board statutes. And those essentially are supposed to immunize whistleblowers for blowing the whistle. But, you know, that's something that if the agency has a culture where you're going to get retaliated against for even exposing fraud, you know, most people are going to be incentivized not to even discuss things because, you know, Merit Systems Protection Board protection ultimately means that you have to litigate these things, and it's, you know, you can't claim that kind of protection if your federal government is telling you not to have an ethic of transparency.
Oh, yeah. Well, not, you know, this business of where the woman was at the time, you know, if in the Navy, if the captain is in his cabin sound asleep at midnight, and a junior officer has got the helm and he runs, you know, the ship up on a reef, it's the captain whose career is gone, as well as the junior officer, because when you're the captain of the ship, they don't care whether you're asleep or anything else. You are responsible.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that, you know, it's not just Martha Johnson and the GSA that should feel responsibility for this, but we need to look to the Office of Government Ethics and ultimately the White House and to see, you know, why, what is happening with whistleblowers in this government, and what is happening with waste, fraud, and mismanagement, and why is there reports of this waste that are going to Inspector General's offices, and yet we're not actually taking any action against it?
Yeah. Mr. Epstein, does your organization have a website? Or?
Yeah, you can see everything we've done on this issue and more at causeofaction.org.
Causeofaction.org. Well, I want to thank you for sharing your time with us. I want to thank you for what you're doing. I think it's important work. And I look forward to having you on a return visit if you're so disposed.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome, sir. Dan Epstein, ladies and gentlemen, who is the executive director of Cause of Action. All right, we'll take a break for the benefit of our advertisers, and I shall return. The telephone number here is 1-800-GG-LIDDY.
Can't get enough of the G-Man? Follow him on Twitter. This is the G. Gordon Liddy Show.